This is Northwest News on KNKX. Some of the top whale researchers in the region are calling on the federal government to breach 4 dams on the Lower Snake River. They say that's the surest way to restore the Chinook salmon runs that endangered orcas primarily feed on. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The Center for Whale Research says as of Friday, there are only 80 of the southern resident orcas left. 2 females and a 10-month-old calf are believed gone.
To me, this is a national tragedy.
The center's senior scientist, Ken Balcom, has been tracking the animals for the past 40 years. He's particularly concerned about the state of reproductive females. He says they're struggling because they don't have enough food, so they burn the fat in their own blubber, where toxic chemicals such as PCBs are concentrated.
To provide the energy to either raise the fetus or nurse the fetus and to feed their own bodies.
Balcom says of the approximately 30 females that are currently at reproductive age, only 12 have produced offspring, and he's seeing mortality rates of 43% in nursing calves. To address that, Balcom and others convened a press conference Friday saying it's time to breach the 4 dams on the Lower Snake River. Federal scientists and engineers say other fish runs and factors must also be taken into account, such as vessel noise and ongoing pollution. The Army Corps of Engineers is currently holding hearings on whether to breach the dams. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.